This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Amber Walsh. Amber lives in the private equity space, generally at the intersection of private equity and healthcare, leads the McGuire Woods National Healthcare Practice, has done that for a long time and seen tremendous growth under her leadership. We're going to talk to her today about two things: the characteristics of a PE professional, whether someone who serves the PE industry or a PE professional itself, and then the intersection with that, with the McGuire Woods effort around women in private equity and leadership and how that's evolving and what she's seeing and what some of the things that McGuire Woods is seeing with women in leadership and private equity. Amber, take a moment and talk to us about PE professionals, whether working for funds as associates, managing directors, leaders, et cetera, or people that serve private equity funds. What are some of the characteristics of leaders? Now, let's interweave that in with some of the leadership characteristics you see in some of the great women leaders that you follow at McGuire Woods.
Yeah, absolutely. There are many characteristics, I think, that are required for success, but there are two in particular that really jump out to me for this particular type of leader. The entire collective that you just described, those serving the private equity industry, those in the private equity industry, and then the private equity industry is also serving, of course, their community, typically the portfolios in which they invest. And there's really two characteristics that jump out to me first and foremost, and it may sound a little odd paired together, but the first is specialization, and the second is tenacity. So I can describe both of those a little bit and how I think they kind of fit together, odd as they may seem.
Tenacity and specialization, talk about those two.
Yeah, so on specialization, admittedly, I'm a bit biased. So I've grown up, as you mentioned, in the healthcare private equity community and serving funds and healthcare providers that are at that intersection of healthcare private equity. And I've been able to see the real value that both funds themselves and individuals within the private equity industry can distinguish themselves when they have a deep degree of specialization. You can distinguish yourself in the sale process if you're looking at this from the lens of a fund or an individual. You can distinguish yourself in the sale process, but also throughout the investment cycle in the portfolio company. Also looking at us as advisors and lenders who are wanting to be a part of that investment with the sponsors, but that specialization can really help move you beyond just, for legal advisors, those who can provide advice on the law or get a deal done, or lenders, those who can just provide funds. It can move you from your most basic value add to a much more significant value add if you're able to, in healthcare, for example, be really operationally focused. You understand what's going on clinically, operationally. You can help talk about strategy and movement towards value-based care, working with hospitals, et cetera. And of course, I think the same is true in other industries. And I think, you know, some people may call this building your personal brand around who you are and the area in which you are going to focus. But I think it goes much, much deeper than that. So I think specialization is an extremely valuable characteristic.
It's very hard to be successful as a generalist, isn't it? Although we see more and more funds moving back towards being opportunistic, which is your own way of saying they're generalists too, looking at all kinds of areas. But it's very interesting, isn't it? How you see this mix of the world move towards specialization, and there's some generalists as well. But by and large, as a professional, far easier to be successful if you really specialize in something.
Absolutely. And I think the second characteristic that I mentioned, I said at the beginning, I thought it may sound odd to pair them together, but I think you have to be tenacious to get a lot done in the private equity industry, no matter what your role is. And you can use your tenacity to get that specialization. And what I mean by that is a lot of times this building of a specialization, it comes from experience, but you see more and more investors, full funds or individuals within the fund getting their specialization by tenaciously, unabashedly using their network to learn and dig and understand what might have happened in a particularly famous failed portfolio investment, for example, or to understand who the players are. But I think you can take the tenacity that you need to be able to ask for what you want and what you need, which is a really important characteristic of a deal maker, but you can use that characteristic to build your specialization. I spend countless hours myself talking to players in the private equity industry, just gratis, and doing so as a way of helping them build their understanding of a particular subsector of healthcare. It's good for me. I love it. It helps me learn what's moving in the market and which investors are focused in which areas. And I think those professionals who are not shy, willing to just ask the questions that may seem invasive, they may seem tough. I think that's okay. And I think that that really is part of being able to not only build your network, but build that specialization. And it's really important. And it's kind of a dual set of characteristics I've seen a lot of really successful PE professionals have.
And so you've obviously got this tremendous, you know, this great balance of great personal skills and tremendous internal drive that is part of that tenacity. Tenacity not in the way of like overly aggressive, tenacity and just at it and constantly at it. So building the specialization and being tenacious at it, same thing as a private equity professional chasing deals, tenacious and trying to get and find and close deals and close smart deals and so forth and deals that will work in the long run and really do diligence on management teams and so forth. Talk for a moment about specialization and tenacity and why, you know, you're seeing so many women start to excel as leaders in private equity after sort of a long time where there just wasn't enough gender balance in private equity. We're still a long way to go, but you see tremendous women leaders with these skills, specialization, tenacity. Talk about that in the McGorlitz Women in Private Equity effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are right. We are really seen an emergence of a much more of a focus on building women leaders in private equity. And the numbers still aren't great. I'm still waiting on that annual Preqin report to come out. The numbers still aren't great, but they are improving. And the topic of tenacity is something that we talk about a lot within our own McGuire Woods Women in Private Equity Network, both the internal focus and the outward focus, which I can describe in a minute kind of what that network looks like and what it does. But we do talk a lot about being unabashed about using your connections, speaking up for yourself, recognizing your value and worth in a way that it starts with admitting that fundamentally many women are much less comfortable with that for a lot of reasons that we all know are based on just cultural norms. So spend a lot of time talking about how to get there and be comfortable in a way that allows a woman to not lose her own personal identity and style and authenticity, but to recognize that she has value and worth, and that using her own network and voice is incredibly important to be able to do the job and contribute her value to the fund, or in the case of lawyers on the outside or investment bankers, to our clients. It's a big topic of conversation just nationwide and industry-wide, and we're actually working on right now a piece at McGuire Woods, a few of us, on how women tend to use their voices within their own networks very differently than men. And it's a really interesting topic on how, you know, women and men and how they build and use their network can learn from each other on kind of the best of what each gender does. So, you know, I hate to create those divides that aren't always true divisions, but there are a lot of studies on this topic and they're really interesting and can help us learn. So that all kind of drives towards that tenacity point, but it's also, frankly, in part why we created at McGuire Woods the Women in Private Equity Initiative in the first place 5 years ago.
And talk about the Women in Private Equity Initiative. I know we've got the great strength at McGuire Woods, and I'll say Philly because I've been affiliated with McGuire Woods my entire professional life now. You have people like yourself, Holly, and a whole host of other leaders that are very much leaders in the private equity space. How does this evolve, and how do you sort of sponsor a lot more women to become leaders in the private equity space?
Yeah, it really evolved from being active in the private equity deal-making world, for me personally more in healthcare, but for the firm, you know, across industries, and recognizing the complete dearth of women in the industry, but also recognizing that the time was kind of ripe 5 years ago. It was in the middle of 2016 that we kind of started to kick this off, that the industry was really ready for a way to build diversity across a lot of different characteristics, but including gender diversity. The industry was really ripe, but kind of struggling on what to do. And there weren't a lot of organizations at the time really focusing on it. There were a few really great organizations like WAVE and KO, but not a lot. And so we decided that this was something, a few women at the firm, including myself, decided that this is something that we could really sink our teeth into, would really enjoy as a way of seeing what we could contribute to kind of lifting up women in the private equity industry. We are now up to 45 women at McGuire Woods who are part of the initiative, and that ranges from first-year attorneys who have been practicing for just a couple of months to our most senior seasoned equity partners. So for us internally, it's been a really great way to be a supportive system for one another. But we have nearly 1,500 women nationwide in our external network. And what we've done every year is we've rolled out kind of a new program every year. So it's very, very basic at the beginning, where we did some networking events with some female speakers in leadership, just trying to start that network building in key cities and at our major private equity events, like our healthcare private equity conference. Since then, we have rolled out three different profile series, profiling senior women in private equity, emerging women in private equity, and then other types of deal makers like investment bankers. We started a podcast, the DealSN podcast, which is hosted with 7 Mile Advisors, but is focused on female deal making in private equity. And this year, the big thing that we are rolling out is we're actually taking our network, and we have a database that network can use to connect more readily with each other. So when they are looking for positions, looking for deals, looking for a co-invest between a private equity sponsor and an independent sponsor, can use our network to connect women to women in that additional type of deal making. So it's been really, really fun. And I'm really not sure what we're going to roll out in 2022, but I guess we'll figure that out sometime in the next few months.
But quite frankly, you've created this magnificent ecosystem where women can thrive together and grow together and feed off each other and help each other and just become that much more centered and part of the private equity ecosystem. And can you teach specialization? Can you teach tenacity? Can you teach those things?
I think you can certainly, I'll start with tenacity. I think you can certainly encourage tenacity. You can show that you can have great success. You don't have to lose yourself, but you can have great success being more bold in being able to take your own personal vibe and style, but be more bold with it. And I think you absolutely can teach that. You can at least bring it up to the surface through some coaching and by giving examples to women of other women who have done it successfully, which is part of the point of the profile series. Specialization, I think, is probably even easier to teach because that is more than anything, that's just knowledge, that's data. And I think you can definitely do both. And that's really the point of all of our networks, how we use all of our networks, but this Women in Private Equity and Finance one in particular.
But I think your point is well taken. Specialization, if somebody's willing to do it, you could direct them into a specialty and then start to learn and educate themselves, get tied into deals and start to really learn an area. And tenacity, it's so interesting. You talked about, and I think you hit this well, teaching to be tenacious, teaching that kind of drive. There's it in discussion, and then there's that daily internal drive and tenacity, which may be harder to teach, but certainly the daily discussion tenacity or the aggressiveness that sometimes so much famously written about, women are often more competent but less confident, and don't ask for things they should ask for. Those are things you could teach in role play. The internal drive, whether male or female, teaching that is it can be a difficult thing, I think, to teach the internal drive. But learning to ask what one deserves or the proper role or the opportunities, that you could teach in role play, can't you?
I completely agree. I think that dichotomy that you just described, you don't teach what comes from within your own internal, those fires that burn you from within, that's hard to teach, but you can stoke those fires and show somebody that it's okay and in fact expected and necessary to be bolder. And so you take that internal drive that somebody has, fire, and just help light it a little bit, not to abuse that analogy any further.
But no, I think that's right, though. But you could test aggressiveness. You could test positioning oneself different than they're normally comfortable with and see how it feels. And that may itself actually stoke the fire or not. But it's easy enough to test. And there should be, in being a little more bold, a little more aggressive, trying to be a lot more bold, a lot more aggressive, and trying it on and working it, it should be able to be done in a relatively low-risk way. And then see if people get better feedback. And then maybe they do become more motivated. So you're getting more positive feedback. It becomes a very positive circle. Anyway.
Exactly.
Amber, I want to thank you again for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. It is always great to get to visit with you and hear your thoughts. Just magnificent. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.